Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. India's Supreme Court has delayed hearing a case that would overturn a 1950 decision that takes away affirmative action rights once Dalits become Christians. These untouchables have to wait on a commission investigation. Hope Givers International's Bill Bray says this means the court is taking it seriously. If Christians receive affirmative action rights, doors will be wide open.
They can be promoted in the military, promoted in government service, and Christians will be treated more as equals. Now these doors are opening to the Christians, and it's up to them to use this opportunity to witness.
The hearing could happen in February. Next, there have been several hundred reported incidents of anti-Christian violence in India this year. Most of it's taken place at the hands of Hindu nationalists. As their movement grows, so too do anti-conversion laws. Grace Ministries' Sam Vinton says it's beginning to have an impact on their teams.
Pastors feel more and more they have to be careful who they speak to, because of the possibility of someone coming and saying that they were trying to force people to become Christians. That has become, a more serious issue, especially in some of the cities.
Vinton urges prayer for future growth of their ministry in India. And many European schools are required to teach religion. Well, to cover the Christianity segment, the Jesus film is being used in public schools throughout Western Europe. Teachers are given lesson plans, worksheets, and activity suggestions to accompany the film. The program was first tested by a group of European teachers, and changes were made based on their feedback. Now children can hear about the life of Christ while learning arithmetic. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a free copy of the latest MNN newsletter featuring stories on Hurricane Katrina, the Pakistan earthquake, and more, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can also go to our website at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.